You're listening to the Buckeye Visualist Podcast Show.
It's the Buckeye Visualist Podcast, an audio space for members of the Ohio News Photographers Association. This show focuses on all things photojournalism in the Buckeye State and beyond. If you submit to the ONPA Monthly Clip Contest, or always wanted to submit but didn't know how or needed a bit of inspiration, then this show is for you. Not only will you learn all about the clip contest from the co-chairs, but you'll also get to hear from two photographers who placed first and third in the 2023 competition. I'm your host, Lori King, and no, we don't have four guests on this show. The co-chairs and the clip winners are two of the same. Welcome Jeremy Wadsworth, who was the champion this year with a total of 1,744 points.
Hello.
And Becca Benson, who took third with 1,414 points.
Hi.
Jeremy and Becca, who both work at The Blade, certainly know what they are talking about when it comes to the contest. They have been hot on the heels of Kyle Robertson for years, until 2 years ago. Together, they keep the contest running smoothly and enter it religiously every month. We at the ONPA thank you both for stepping up and taking the reins of a contest that dates back to 1979. And if you're wondering, that first winner was Bob Dickerson of the Cincinnati Post. Okay, you two. This is always my first question. Are you Buckeyes born and raised? Jeremy, let's start with you.
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Clyde, Ohio, and have spent most of my career in Ohio.
In fact, you still live in Clyde.
I do live in Clyde. I've had a few side residences along the way, but yes, I do live in Clyde.
How far is a drive that you make every day when you come to work?
It's about 50 minutes, give or take. You know, if I get on the turnpike, I can get there a little faster, but generally speaking, every day back and forth, under an hour.
You must kill your cars.
I do. I go through cars pretty quick. In fact, the car I have right now is only maybe 4 years old, and I've already got like 269,000
wow.
miles, give or take. Yeah, yeah. My record is 368,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, I kill them quick.
What about you, Becca?
I am actually from North Carolina. Grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina. School down in Asheboro, North Carolina at Randolph Community College. Shout out. And then in 2018, I moved up here.
And now you live at the Old West End.
Yep.
Which is only like, what, 15 minutes from here?
Less than that. It's like less than 10 minutes.
So you can actually work from home a lot. And Jeremy, you cannot.
No, I've never had that luxury. even during the pandemic, I was in the office every day just because of, you know, the distance from home to the Toledo.
So, Jeremy, you are the chief photographer at The Blade, taking over for Dave Zapatosky when he retired last year. I have to say, working with you was always a pleasure. You were and still are, I'm sure, a team player, kind-hearted, and crazy talented. That said, I was so pleased when you took over the department because I know the staff is in good hands. I also have confidence that the contest is in good hands. It's absolutely imperative that the contest chairs understand the importance of staying organized and being timely because it's not an easy gig. And you understand because you've been entering the contest for years. Why did you decide to take over from Kyle, and how's it going?
It's going pretty well. With Kyle, basically, he sort of just handed it to me in a way. We had an email exchange. I had a question on some points or something, I don't know, a couple years ago. And he answered it very thoroughly and then also informed me that I was going to be taking over now. And I was like, okay, all right, that sounds good.
Fine, I guess.
Sounds like fun. It'll be a challenge. So that's how that happened.
What about you, Becca? Did he recruit you?
Kyle?
No, Jeremy.
Jeremy recruited me. He texted me, I'm assuming, right after and was like, hey, can you help me with this? And I was like, yeah, I guess I can help you with that.
And this wasn't something I wanted to try to do on my own. I knew it'd be a lot of work, and I knew Rebecca would do a great job, and she has, and it's gone pretty well, I think.
I'm sure it helps that you two work together. Well, you're not around the office as much as he is.
I mean, if he needs something, he'll just call or text.
You both work together, and you have both settled into your different roles. Can you explain what each of you do for the contest?
Well, I mainly do social media, so I will post the winning photos on Instagram each month, at the beginning of each month, to remind people to, like, hey, send in your photos, please. And then I'll post on Twitter, too, or X, excuse me. It's X now.
So you're the social media manager for the contest.
Yeah, and then I also help with finding judges as well.
Okay, what about you, Jeremy?
A big part of what I do is finding judges along with Rebecca. We sort of split those duties. Sometimes we'll run into a little bit of a dry patch where we can't really find somebody, and usually one of us will have somebody in mind that we can reach out to, and generally goes pretty well. But beyond that, I organize the files. I make sure that, you know, everything's named the way it's supposed to. The pictures match the categories. Every once in a while, there's, you know, some errors, and I'll usually reach out to the photographer to get some clarification. After that, add the clip cards, find the judges, get everything ready, and send that out with the judges form, and then wait. Sometimes it's a long wait. You may have noticed some months get skipped for a while, then all of a sudden, you know, we're in the middle of, you know, August, and oh wow, we got the, you know, February results. Or and some judges are very quick. They all have their different styles and personalities, and I think what we try to do is find a wide variety of judges, some sort of national level judges as well as local. And when I say local, I mean like Michigan or Kentucky or, you know, just a wide variety.
Last time I talked to you, I am volunteering my photojournalism class at Wayne State University to be judges. I don't know when, but soon.
Well, we'd love to have you do January. The deadline for January clips is February 15th at midnight.
And you 11th. Haven't found a judge for that yet?
We haven't yet.
All right. I volunteer, but let's talk.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. I volunteer in my class. They'll love it.
So what happens after we get the results back is I go through, I pull out the winners, I send those to Rebecca, I total up the points, I send all the information to Bob DeMay, who does our website. He does a great job, usually posts the results like, usually the same day or the next day, try to get them out there as you know, as soon as possible. And he also double checks my work because sometimes I make mistakes and there's point errors or things like that. But between the three of us, it all, you know, gets updated in a timely and correct way, hopefully.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Bob, because you also put up the podcast.
Yeah, Jeremy and Bob do all the really hard math.
So this is for both of you. How much time do you devote to taking care of the contest business each month? Is it as chaotic as I imagine it to be? I mean, you have all of these categories. You have to find judges, and you have to tally and post the results. How do you do it?
It's work, and I find that planning ahead and just kind of staying on top of it daily prevents us from falling behind. I think we've done a really good job between the two of us of keeping it updated as quickly as possible. The only thing that really slows us down is sometimes you get a judge that's kind of slow or if they forget about it or, you know, things like that. But I would say, you know, each month it's a little different. You know, once you find a judge and make contact and agree on everything, it's really pretty straightforward. Then it's a matter of just getting all the clips in, organized and sent out. You know, maybe a few hours here and there.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it takes probably like less than 15 minutes to post on social media. So, because all I do is copy and paste what I put on Instagram to X. So,
I think I asked you this last time I talked to you both. Now, you don't judge the clips, but you see them. Do you think since you've taken over, I think you've had a full year under your belt?
We did a this is
yeah.
our, yeah.
Yeah, yeah it's
this
a full
is
year.
A, yeah.
Do you think it's made you better photographers by viewing those images every single month?
Yeah, I think so. I think looking at anyone's photos makes me a better photographer. That's why I spend so much time on Instagram. I'm getting inspiration by dozens and dozens of other photographers. So it is also good to see what people are sending in, especially the people I'm working with, because I don't always see that either.
Yeah, I enjoy looking at all the pictures every month. There is a lot of talented photographers in Ohio, and I really enjoy seeing what they're doing. I kind of like to look at all the pictures, and yeah, I'll see one here, and they're like, oh, man, that's going to win. You know, that's going to win. I know it's going to win. And it's nice to see those pictures win. And, yeah, sometimes they don't, you know, but it does provide inspiration. But I would like to see more photographers enter. We talk about this a little bit. Last year, we had an average of about 20 to 25 photographers enter each month. And this past, I should say, 2023, it was an average of about 9 photographers a month. So 2021 was about, you know, 23, 25 photographers entered each month. And now we're down to like 9. And so I would really encourage anybody that's a member of ONPA to enter every month. And it'll make it a better contest for everybody.
Please send us your photos.
So can you fill us in on who can enter the contest and how they enter? What are the guidelines and deadlines?
Okay, so any member of ONPA can enter any of the 8 categories. There's news, sports, feature, spot news, picture story, and then quarterly we have the illustration category. Gets judged quarterly. Basically, pictures shot in the previous month from, so let's just take January for an example. Anything shot from January 1st to January 31st is eligible to enter. It has to be published. And we receive the entries by the 15th of the following month. So the deadline for January of this year is February 15th. And then from there, we take the images and send them to the judges. That's the basic rules of how it goes.
Is there a fee for entering the contest?
No, just your membership dues. When you join ONPA, you are eligible for the contest every month. There's no monthly fee or anything like that.
Okay, Jeremy, let's talk about your work. You took first place for 2023 by a very large margin, all the while being chief photographer. That doesn't surprise me at all, by the way. Can you tell us how you approach a story? What is your secret to all of your winning entries? Or actually just shooting in general? Because I know I don't think you're the kind of guy that shoots for contests. I think you just do it because it naturally comes to you.
I never go into an assignment thinking about, oh, gee, I'm going to win a contest or I want to try to get a better. I've never operated that way ever. In fact, most of my career, I didn't really place a lot of emphasis on entering contests. I mean, it was really, 5-6 years ago, I started entering the clip contest. And I'm almost 25 years at the Blade. And I was inspired to enter the contest because of Andy Morrison, who was a photographer here. And he really got into it and kind of lit a fire under me and said, man, yeah, you know, you should really enter. And I'd be like, okay. And I did. And it certainly engages you more, I think, when you're in the sense that you're paying it more attention to what you shoot, like after the fact, I would say, not so much during or, you know, when you're approaching an assignment. I think contests are good, a good barometer of maybe how you did the previous year and to kind of see what you need to work on going forward, areas for improvement. I mean, I think we could all want to grow and improve and not keep shooting the same picture over and over again.
Visual variety.
Yeah, visual variety. You know?
I call it.
So when I go to an assignment, I try to go where everybody else isn't. You know, you get these, you know, different assignments and you have all the TV photographers and all the other media, you know, focusing on one thing. I try to walk away from that and try to find something a little different if I can. It doesn't always work out that way. I always want to look for something different if I can. When I'm shooting an assignment, like think sports, for example, I kind of, you know, you have your bread and butter pictures that you shoot every, you know, the running, like you had a football game, the running back running the ball, quarterback throwing it. I shoot a couple of those so I have it. And then beyond that, I kind of wait for something better. And after I get something better, then I kind of avoid that situation and I look for something better. Doesn't always work perfectly, but I find that, you know, when I get to the end of the take and I'm editing, my best pictures are at the end. I start at the end and work my way back because generally speaking, my best pictures will be at the end of the take versus the beginning of the take. That's sort of my strategy if there is one.
So there's a, you start with the SYA concept, the save your ass first,
and then
you improve along the way.
Yeah, you want to get that. Yeah, there's certain pictures that, you know, editors are always going to want, you know, depending on what it is. I use football as an example, but a press conference with the mayor, okay. Yeah, you got to get a picture of the mayor, you know, gesturing and talking and, you know, all that stuff. But then, you know, maybe turn away from that and see what's going on with the people that are behind him or people in attendance, what the story is really about, not so much just, you know, a politician doing their thing.
Becca, I remember when they first hired you right out of community college, which is pretty cool. You are quiet and retrospective and super talented. In fact, you won ONPA's Sports Photographer of the Year a few years back and just placed third in the ONPA contest. But I have to ask, are you gunning for that top spot? And I hope you are. No offense, Jeremy. Did you know a woman has never won the monthly clip contest? Not in 44 years. What's a girl got to do?
Ooh, that just lit a fire under my ass. I'm just joking. Yeah, no. Before I was like, I'm just, like Jeremy said, I'm just going to assignments to take the best photo you can. I'm not shooting for contest or Instagram. So, but now I'm going to kick it up to 10.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I am rooting for you. You've won Sports Photographer of the Year for ONP, haven't you?
I don't know. Not the portfolio.
Ooh.
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
No, it's all good. No, Rebecca's a top-notch sports photographer. I should say top-notch photographer, but mm-hmm. I mean, her sports really do stand out.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, I love seeing both of your work on Instagram. I think it is so important to share your vision with the community. How can we find you on Insta? Yeah, what's your handle?
It's Becca Benson with three N's, BECCABENSONNN, and then underscore.
Okay, Jeremy?
I'm at JT Wadsworth.
All right, so check them out. Follow them.
Easy enough.
It's worth the follow. So I want to talk gear for a moment. What is the staff shooting with these days? And Jeremy, I'm assuming you've abandoned your Fuji gear.
Oh.
Well, I not 100%.
I never see it anymore.
Well,
so.
I, you know.
Yeah, we were in that Fuji craze there for a while. We all ended up buying them on our own. Uh-huh. Did you ever? You ended up not doing that.
No, I don't have money for that.
There is that, and I still have mine.
Well, we use at the Blade. We use Canon mirrorless equipment and some DSLRs. But yeah, we're pretty much 100% Canon. We have a few people that use some of their own gear for certain things. I know there's some people have a Sony camera that they use and whatnot. But by and large, staff equipment is all Canon.
When I left the Blade a few years ago, that left Kurt as the sole drone pilot in the photo department. Is there anyone else considering going for that license? Oh, Becca, I've been pushing you to try to go for that license for a long time.
I am considering it a lot more now. I do want to get a drone license at some point. I do like some of the photos, different perspective you can get above. So
But we know when I was shooting with the drone, the very first picture in my portfolio on my website is that big, huge apartment.
Oh, the fire.
You were on the ground shooting that.
Yeah.
And then I was almost off that day. I had like an hour left and I was in the photo department and Dave was sitting at his desk. We heard it coming over the scanner and I looked at him and I said, I got to go because they mentioned the roof. I said, I got to go.
Oh, yeah. The fire was so much fun. Sorry to the people who lost their homes, but...
Well, no one died.
No one died. All the pets were saved. Everyone was fine. But
that was a huge fire. Shoot, that was, it was incredible coverage.
Yeah, it was very windy. It was a good fire.
R.I.P. Butch.
Oh,
That was the last time that I shot with Butch. He has since passed away last month, but he was the Toledo Fire Department spokesperson, and he had his drone up in the air that day as well.
Yeah.
So Yeah, he was a great guy.
R.I.P. Yeah. So good.
Is there anything else either of you would like to add about the contest or making pictures? Any advice to our listeners?
My advice is to send your photos so we have more people.
Yeah, I think participation is important. In order to keep the contest viable and mean something, we need people to participate. And I know they're out there. And you know, we had at the beginning of the year, there were more people entering that first month or two, and then it just sort of dropped off. And I know people get busy and they have other things they're doing, but it's really important. You're a member of the organization, and the more participation we get, the more challenging it is going to be for everybody. And I think it'll just make everybody overall better.
Well, I do want to say thank you both. We are in person. I am in the old photo department. We have since moved from here 4 or 5 years ago now. Out of where we are in the old color processing and printing room. No windows. It was total black situation with the old revolving dark room door. So... I will make sure that there's a picture of us in this old room for the website. Well, thank you to Little Blade photojournalists Jeremy Wadsworth and Becca Benson for joining me on the Buckeye Visualist podcast to talk about the monthly clip contest. I'm sure our members appreciate your effort. And good luck to all of you Buckeyes out there who enter the contest. To support the Buckeye Visualist, please click on the Spotify link or RSS feed to stay tuned to our monthly shows. You can also find our episodes on the ONPA website podcast page. Just go to onpa.org. I am your host, Lori King, and I thank you for tuning into this episode of the Buckeye Visualist, brought to you by the Ohio News Photographers Association.
Been listening to the Buckeye Visualist Podcast.